Hey you, do you want to learn how to design SVG cut files in the amazing Affinity Designer software with expert feedback surrounded by a supportive and loving community of designers? If you said yes, sign up for my free masterclass for more info. Link down below.
How are you guys doing today? Jav here from Cut and Make Crafts. And today I am going to be talking about, are you selling money-making SVGs? That's the topic for today's live. Are you selling money-making SVGs? I was going to schedule this live in advance, but somehow the scheduling stuff just gives me anxiety. And It just drives me crazy when I have to schedule something and then I have to show up on that time. So I'm just doing this impromptu live and everybody is welcome to stay till the end, because in this live I will be sharing, first of all, why you need to sell money-making SVGs, and I'm also going to define what money-making SVGs are. And I will also give you three categories for those of you who stay till end. I'm going to give you three categories of SVGs that are doing really good right now if you stay till the end. So it's 9:06 p.m. on my side, so it's pretty late. I just finished gym and I'm going to be wrapping up today with this live for you guys. And so let's make this interactive, guys. If you have questions or comments, just drop them in the comments section. So why you need to sell money-making SVGs? I have covered this earlier as well. So money-making SVGs is where the money is. There's more demand for money-making SVGs because they're unique SVGs. They solve some unique problems and there is less competition surrounding the money-making SVG cut files. It's easier to build your rapport in the market if you are selling SVG cut files. It's easier to get into the industry. It's easier to become known for your SVG designs if you start selling money-making SVGs. Like the other day, I came across this shop which was launched in 2023 and they already have like 7,000 sales. And what kind of SVGs were they selling? The money-making unique SVGs. And I'm going to tell you exactly what SVGs they were selling at the end of this live session. So people who are saying that their SVG store is not doing good, SVGs don't make money, a lot of times when I look at their shops, it's full of garbage. It's full of garbage level SVGs. And we're going to differentiate what is a garbage level SVG, what is a money-making SVG in just a couple of minutes. So people who are selling money-making SVGs who started this year or last year, I've come across so many shops and they are doing pretty well. That's good. Instagram is a great way to drive traffic to your store. So for those of you who are going to be listening to this later on, Lisa says that shop is unknown. Most clients are Instagram followers. That is really great. Instagram is great for driving traffic, especially using Reels. So keep up the good work. All right. So going back to the money-making SVGs and the garbage SVGs, like for example, my client who runs a six-figure handmade business creating party decor supplies, she recently started her SVG business because she wants to switch from selling handmade to passive income. So within 2 weeks, she went from zero to about 100 sales, and she just has three to four designs in her store. And how does she do it? She solved a major problem with her SVGs, with just 2 to 3 SVGs, because she has been in the party decor niche for quite some time. She knew what kind of SVGs people in the party decor niche are looking for, and she was able to quickly create SVG designs to solve their problems. And within 2 weeks, she went from 0 to 100 sales, and now she has like around 200 sales in her store. So yes, SVGs are making money, but you should be selling money making SVGs. So now the question is, what are money making SVGs? So SVGs that are solving some major problems are money making SVGs. For example, just now I gave you the example from one of my clients who is a party decor and who runs a party decor business. And then we have another client. She makes ASL SVGs, sign language SVGs. And she is also doing pretty good. In just last week, she had, I think, 11 to 12 sales. Her shop is very new. And she had no background in designing SVG cut files. She joined my program. She had like 20 years of experience in working as an ASL interpreter, no graphic design background, nothing. And she joined my program, she learned how to design, and now she is creating ASL SVGs, because that's a very unique niche where barely anything exists for ASL people in the ASL group. So she's solving a major problem by targeting a very underrepresented niche. So these, you gotta come up with unique ways, unique ideas to sell SVGs. For example, you can be solving a craft tutorial, because it's solving a problem. Like, I'm taking the Pringle can SVG, and a lot of people use Pringle cans in parties to give. So that's the thing. You gotta really sit down and think about what kind of problems you want to solve with your SVG designs. Because if you just hop on to YouTube and you learn a basic tutorial and you create an SVG, a text-based SVG, and you start selling in your shop, how are you differentiating yourself from all the other people who are doing the same thing? Because remember, if something is on YouTube, everybody has access to it. Literally, every single person has access to it. And everyone can go to YouTube and learn some basic design techniques and create some basic SVGs and start selling them in their Etsy store. And that is what's happening right now. Everybody's hopping onto YouTube, they're watching the tutorials, they're creating those basic SVGs, and they're popping them in their store. Like, I can go to Etsy right now and show you guys how many different shops there are for just some basic holiday SVGs. Like, how are you gonna stand out when there are so many people offering the same thing, and they have been in the industry for way longer, since 2014 or since 2015, almost like 10 years, and their shops are ranking higher. So how are you gonna stand out? Like, I just typed in holiday SVGs, and you can see there are so many different designs. It is saturating. If you start selling these kind of designs, you are barely gonna see any sale, probably 1 to 2 sales in like a whole year. Because look at all, there are like a million designs like these. and they're super cheap as well. So how are you gonna drive that sale? Look at this. It's a huge bundle with 460 designs. People are selling huge bundles. So if you put up a simple text-based design with just one SVG, like this one over here, the Merry Christmas one, and this one is going for 93 cents. Like, how are you gonna build a reliable passive source of income when you are putting out SVGs like this? Like, one, there are too many SVG designs like this, so the chances of getting a sale by putting out a design like this is very, very small. Secondly, if you're gonna charge 93 cents, how are you gonna make $500 per month from your SVG designs? So these are the questions that you need to be asking yourself. How are you standing out from the crowd by putting out an SVG like this? How are you gonna beat the competition? You cannot. It's gonna be very, very hard. And that is the problem which a lot of people are currently facing in the market. And that is why people are struggling to make sales. Now, what my students did, they created very unique designs. I've just mentioned two of my students that created very unique niche themed designs. And guess what? They are making money. They are getting sales because they have created complex SVGs that are solving some unique problems in a unique niche. So you gotta think in along those lines to see some difference, to see some good sales come in to your store. To make like $500 per month, you gotta think in along those lines. Plus, you gotta start increasing your prices. So right now I am charging, let me just convert it to US dollars, because I'm charging 9.99 AUD for my SVGs, which is around $6. This will help me in covering up the Etsy cost and Etsy listing price and all those taxes and blah, blah, blah. But if I start charging $6.62. So you got to think about all of this. And if you start selling those text-based SVGs, how are you going to charge $6 for that SVG? So you got to think about all of these different aspects of selling your SVG designs. So these are some things that I wanted to bring into perspective. So Lisa says that her top seller is a Christmas countdown calendar for 24 toffee and added a second version, which you can fill by chocolate and sweets on your own. Quick way to create an individual calendar. That is so cool, Lisa. That is a really unique way and a very unique problem that you are solving with your SVG. So I'm not surprised that it's doing so well. That is so cool. That is a wonderful idea that you have contributed to today's live. That is so impressive. Wonderful. Thanks for sharing that. So guys, this is an example that you gotta step away and you from those regular things that you see in the shop. You got to step away and really think about how you can differentiate your designs from what's been going on in the market, what is currently popular in the market, and solve a very unique problem like Lisa is doing over here. So those are the things that I wanted to cover in today's live session. And I promised you guys that I will be sharing three money-making SVG niches that are doing really well right now. I've seen it on Etsy. I've seen it in Facebook groups. And I've seen a shop which started in 2023 selling one of those SVGs, and they have like 7,000 sales in their store. So number one is the tunnel cards. Tunnel cards are doing really, really well right now. Number two is 3D lanterns. Very unique bulbul type lanterns are doing really well right now. And number three is money card. Money cards are really popular, and one of my students is selling money cards. She combined two different things in the card. Like, you can cut the card and you can draw on the card. So a very unique way to solve a problem. A very unique product. You can customize the card with some cute little with cute little drawings and stuff like that. And you can add money in it to give gifts. So these three niches I've seen are doing really, really well in the SVG industry right now. And I'll be showing in January, I'll be teaching my students how to make tunnel card SVGs and how to make box card SVGs, because box card SVGs are also doing really good. So I'll be teaching both of these in my course in January. So for those of you who are interested in learning how to make these SVGs in January, be sure to join my program right now when it is on sale. So I'm offering $500 off on my program, on my SVG business coaching program, for a limited time. So it's going to end tomorrow, because tomorrow is November 30th. So tomorrow is the last day to enroll in the program at $500 off. So there are three different tiers. One is the basic tier, which is going to go up to $297 next year. And right now you can get in for just $197. Then we have the SVG Superstar Pro, and Pro covers all those, some of the business lessons, for example, how to copyrights and trademarks training, how to package and sell your SVGs. So all of these are included in the Pro. And then we have the Business Edition, which covers everything, all the business aspects of selling SVG cut files. You are going to get business coaching. You're going to get tips on how to find ideas for your SVGs, how to figure out what kind of SVGs are trending, how to set up email marketing, and you're going to get one-on-one personal coaching time with me if you purchase the Business Edition. So a couple of my friends have joined the Business Edition program. One of them hosted a summit, and she joined my program in just a couple of months ago, like 2 to 3 months ago. And I'm so, so happy to have her in the program. We have become such good friends over the days, and it's so delightful to have somebody who is a friend in your program. And then one of my other blogging friends joined in the program. She just a couple of days ago, when I announced the $500 off program, $500 off offer. So if you guys are interested in turning your passion for SVG designing into profit, be sure to join my program at the discounted price. All right, thank you guys for tuning in. I hope you guys found this session helpful. And if you guys have any questions, feel free to DM me and DM me again for joining my program. All right, thank you guys. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Lastly, if you want to learn how to make gorgeous SVG cut files in Affinity Designer, be sure to check out my free masterclass via the link below.